This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discussed the diverse national security-related issues with the top police officials and the chief of different security agencies yesterday. Attending the second day of the All India Director General and Inspector General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister also discussed the various operational and infrastructure-related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like the internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and the challenges posed by the emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as counter-terrorism strategies, were also came up for debate and deliberation during the day. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference today, as it's the last day. The Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over the sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit card outreach program yesterday. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district in Bihar. Mr. Sitharaman distributed the loans under the scheme of PM Swadhini, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said that the women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of the developed India by 2047. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on the 5th of December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. During this talk to the media, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. The Mahayuti coalition, comprising of the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of the Nationalist Congress Party, secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his condolences on the demise of the researcher and author Dr. Prithvirendra Mukherjee. In this message, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Mukherjee was a multifaceted personality who has left a strong mark in the intellectual world. Mr. Modi said that his works and the composition will continue to be admired for years to come. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has released Vikram Sampath's book Tipu Sultan, The Saga of Mysore, Interregnum in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing at the launch event, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that the book aptly captures not just the flavor of the fast-moving and the complicated era, but also offers insights into the politics, strategy, administration, sociology, and diplomacy. Dr. Jaishankar said that Tipu Sultan has a reputation as a key figure who resisted the imposition of the British colonial control of India. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will grace the occasion as the guest of honor. The year's World AIDS Day will focus on raising awareness, promoting the right-based approaches to treatment, and eliminating the discrimination against those affected by HIV/AIDS. The theme for 2024 is Take the Rights Path. The cyclone Fingal made landfall under the Puducherry, bringing the torrential rains and the strong winds across the region last evening. According to the Chennai Regional Meteorological Center's alert, the forward center of the cyclone spiral bands have reached the land, with the storm moving west-southward. The cyclone is expected to cross the North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast with a wind speed of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 90 kilometers per hour. In the Syed India International Badminton Tournament, the top Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles final in Lucknow. In the semi-final, Sen outclassed Japan's Shogo Ogawa 21-8 and 21-14. Lakshya will take on Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Teh in the title clash. Earlier, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu advanced to the women's single final. She defeated the compatriot Unnati Huda by 21-12 and 21-9. In another event, the Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri also moved to women's double final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.